3 p.m. Robin has my messages waiting, so I return 10 or 12 calls that have come in and review notes from a meeting regarding 40 Wall Street, my jewel of a building in the financial district. Downtown has made a good rebound. As I told the New York Post, even 9/11 couldn't put a permanent dent in that place. Carolyn Kepcher calls in. We go over some notes I made yesterday about Trump National Briarcliff during my round of golf and afternoon on the grounds. Once the season at Palm Beach winds down, I'm on the course a lot in Westchester, and we are constantly fine-tuning everything. 3:30 p.m. I have a meeting with Charlie Reese and Bill Ransack concerning the Chicago Tower. We go over some brochures for the building. We discuss the Las Vegas Tower being planned. I will be building a luxury condominium mixed-use tower there with Phil Ruffin, one of the greatest guys I know. So I'll be flying out there for a quick visit within the next couple of weeks. You can see why having a jet is a necessity in my life. I call Katie Couric to congratulate her on the great job she did for the colon cancer benefit on the Queen Mary II. She raised $5 million for this important cause, and she's a great lady. Even if she did have Harry Connick Jr. fire me after my duet with him. I'll try to forgive her, but only because I like her so much. 4 p.m. Norma comes in with a stack of letters and proposals to go over. She says I cringe when I see her come in. She's become the homework queen in my eyes, and she knows it. Random House calls to tell me they've sold the rights to How to Get Rich to publishers in 21 foreign countries. A friend of mine told me his son of 16 read it 3 times and wants to run his own organization as a result of it. Now he even reads financial magazines and papers every day, his favorite being the Wall Street Journal. I liked what I was hearing. I call my son Eric to see what he's got planned for the weekend. He says, studying. But somehow I think otherwise. Not that he isn't a good student, he definitely is, but he's an outdoor type and has a lot of activities that interest him. All of my children are very well balanced as far as being hard workers, and they are disciplined people, so I never have to worry about them too much. 4:45 p.m. Rona comes in to give me my latest faxes and messages. I call Steve Wynn and tell him I'll be visiting soon, and I call John Myers, then Mark Brown. Mike Vandergoes calls in from California, and Paula Shugart calls in about an interview for a magazine in Ecuador. And of course, another one of those contractors from earlier in the week calls in with radically altered prices for his services. Why are certain things so predictable? Anyway, it's nice when they become so agreeable. Another word for reasonable in this case. 5:30 p.m. I sign a few books to be sent out to friends and colleagues, make a few final calls, and Alan Weisselberg stops by for a few minutes on his way out. It's been a good week. In fact, a milestone week for me. And we're all looking forward to the weekend. 6:30 p.m. I turn out my lights and head upstairs. I'm looking forward to some golf this weekend, and we'll be staying in town. We need a weekend just to relax, which means we may visit Atlantic City tomorrow night by helicopter, check the course in Bedminster, New Jersey on Sunday, and have dinner at the 21 Club tonight. This weekend will be relatively quiet for us. Trump Tower is a great home base.